That still happens now. Done a lot of investment rounds talking to people about investing in the company, and there seems to be a lot of dialogue about the fact that I'm an Indigenous woman and I have a tech startup in a remote area. It seems to create a lot of conversation around the risk value of my enterprise, which can be really confronting.
Michaela Jade is a rising star in the Indigenous startup scene. A proud Cabrogal woman with a background in environmental biology, her company InDigital turns ancient cultural knowledge into augmented reality using drones, 4D mapping and image recognition technology, as well as cultural law. But it wasn't easy when Jade first started out being both Indigenous and a woman. She decided to do a diploma in business and entrepreneurship so she could at least speak the same language as investors. Back in 2013, when augmented reality was still a new thing, Jade had a hard time getting funded in Australia. She ended up cold calling companies in other countries to seek support.
And I'd gathered together a list of 15 companies and I called every single one of them over a two-day period, which was really terrifying. I was really lucky in the end that somebody said yes.
Jade isn't alone in her entrepreneurship journey. In fact, a recent joint UTS and Charles Sturt University paper found that Indigenous women are playing an important role in Indigenous enterprises, with 4 out of 10 businesses survey-owned and operated by Indigenous women. Jade's app InDigital Storytelling uses augmented reality to tell and preserve cultural stories. Creating a new kind of cultural knowledge business is a digital ecosystem posed certain challenges.
And that really raised questions for me about how we manage data, what kind of data we're creating, who owns the data, where does it live, how do people maintain ownership over that data in a community and custodial setting.
Half of InDigital's profits go back to country. It shows how startups with a social focus can enhance the social, cultural and economic prospects of remote Indigenous communities. Perth-based entrepreneur Leslie Delaforce says there is a strong perception you need to have certain qualifications to get into startups, but that perception is now changing.
When I first started out, I didn't have a tertiary qualification, but getting into startups actually doesn't discriminate in terms of not having that piece of paper. The more and more actual people that it's actually adopting and leveraging technology actually support social and economic activities as well.
A proud Goongbang geek man, Delaforce is co-founder of Covocate, a human resources platform using data science to identify candidates with a cultural fit to organisations. Delaforce says the unbiased nature of the technology has significantly increased Indigenous staff representation in one company.
The easiest way to screen people out is to see if they have a tertiary qualification. So there goes most of Aboriginal people straight away. The higher level of the recruiter, the more experienced the recruiter, the higher level of bias. So we removed that bias altogether by using blind hiring. So companies undertake an assessment or profiles of what they're looking for in the individual and their values. And we found a lot of Aboriginal people had the values of working with these organisations. And but through removing that unconscious bias and enhancing that the blind hiring recruitment process, they naturally increased their Indigenous representation by 28%.
With 60% of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander population under 35 years of age, Delaforce sees huge possibilities for Indigenous entrepreneurs in the startup sector.
A lot of us are actually digitally connected compared to the aging population. And within that, we're starting to see a lot of Indigenous startups that actually have a social focus. So it's creating that awareness within the community about the richness of Aboriginal culture and also supporting those strategies in terms of closing the gap.
Based in Kakadu, Michaela Jade's InDigital proves that Indigenous entrepreneurs don't have to be in urban hubs to succeed.
I don't see remoteness as a barrier. I think it really increases our ingenuity and the way that we have to think through problems. We really have to think hard about who we're going to reach out to, who we're going to work with, how we're going to work with them. That's why I started looking overseas for people to collaborate with, because I guess the same barrier for me to work with somebody in an Australian city as it is to work with someone in the Philippines or in India. In that way, the internet forces you to have a global mentality about what you're doing and who you can work with.
Barramayal a new business accelerator program for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander entrepreneurs, ran the first Indigenous Startup Weekend in Brisbane last year. Its founder, Camilla Roy Mann, Dean Foley, says Indigenous startups need the right kind of support to close the gap in the rural areas.
There's massive opportunities. The challenge is, like, obviously you need the education and the experience and the support network to be able to execute. And it's one thing coming up with an idea. The hardest bit is actually making it work.
Foley says the emergence of Indigenous startups could generate vast economic opportunities for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities.
Like in China and all that, when the manufacturing boom came along, you know, it lifted a lot of people out of poverty, help fix a lot of social problems. And I think, you know, Indigenous businesses that are supposedly 100 times more likely to employ Indigenous people would obviously have the same positive effect with an Indigenous community.
Michaela Jade thinks the cultural knowledge of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander entrepreneurs is their biggest value.